WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Are you ready?
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7, and I am happy to be back. Yes, I was gone last week, had a little family detour to the old party gras, but you know what? Back to reality, back to NASCAR racing, back to racing in Atlanta, and back to sitting across from my friend, the reason I'm here. Mr. Sean Whitfield. So we've got a lot to talk about. Number one, NASCAR is now 2 weeks old, yet we only have one winner. Oh, no. A man's on pace to win 36 races this year. Is that ever going to gonna relax? Of course it will. And, of course, all the drama that's happening. We've got lawsuits. We've got drama. We've got an upset Joey Logano, who's bald now. I mean, there is so many things we've got to get to, and of course we're going to do that this hour, so it ought to be fun. Let's all do it together. Sit back, relax. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Across from me, I can't hardly see his top half because he's wearing camouflage. It's none other than Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
I'm over here enjoying me some drama. Was you just like playing with the word drama?
Drama, yes, drama. Okay. I mean, listen, you got.
I didn't know
you got to get with it, man.
Well, I knew you were getting off the fresh trip from Cajun country. Yes. And I didn't know if they said drama. How did you said drama?
Yeah, just drama, drama.
Okay,
you know, I just goofing.
I'm just checking. I'm just making sure.
You've got the age that you're not even sure if that's a new word yet. No, I totally get it, too.
I was just, you know, trying to see how cool you had become since the last time we were together.
It's like my daughter will come home and be like, Dad, all the boys are saying, you know, Sigma or 6-7. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. And so you have to get online and look it up. And you're like, oh, yeah, you can say that. It's not bad. Or I have no idea.
Yeah, it's almost like a new language at times. So you were away partying down where they serve hurricanes at Mardi Gras, don't they?
No, I mean, in New Orleans at Pat O'Brien's. But yes, we had some daiquiris because there's daiquiri shops everywhere.
So that's the preferred beverage down there?
I was on the Mississippi Gulf Coast where my wife's from New Orleans but grew up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. So we went down there because we had a place on the parade route.
Yeah.
One of the big, not the New Orleans Mardi Gras parades, but every town has their own. So this was kind of like a junior, but Pass Christian, Mississippi, which is, it's called the Pass Parade, and it's one of the big ones on the coast. And we went down, saw family, friends. We had a hotel that had a balcony that overlooked the parade, and that's really kind of what spurned this whole thing on. So it was just kind of a trip. It's been in the works for a long time. I kind of forgot about it, but want to take Evelyn down there, let her experience Mardi Gras since she's a little bit older. My niece had never been down there and experienced any of that stuff. She'd never seen kind of where her dad and aunt were from, so she went down with us, and we just 3 or 4 days of having a big time.
How was weather?
Gorgeous. It was, I mean, sunny and perfect. And you know, it didn't, and stayed that way until
when you say today, perfect, or you talking maybe 70? Did you get up that warm?
Sunny in 70s. Like, you know, anything more cool than a t-shirt, you were hot. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, good deal. Matter of fact, you know, occasionally a bank will stop by and call on me for business purposes. Had one a couple weeks ago bring me a king cake.
Oh, yes.
Is that Mardi Gras related?
Yes, that is very. That's a big thing down there, king cakes. We brought back like 7 or 8 of them. We went to the grocery store and got a bunch of different brands of them.
What's so special about a king cake?
It's just a local culinary thing, you know, I guess. It's people that want to know what it's a big round pastry, kind of oblong.
Yeah.
It's
always got powdered sugar on the top, and it's in the Mardi Gras colors, which is green, gold, and purple. And the traditional ones are cinnamon. It's kind of like a cinnamon roll with a different texture, if you want to think of it, kind of what it tastes like. But, I mean, they'll put cream cheese in them, you know, praline, you name it, strawberry. I mean, you name it. There's a bunch of different kinds. And so they actually, a couple of years ago, started selling them here. If you go to Publix around Mardi Gras, they're frozen. They're not great, but that'll get you by. They have king cakes now.
I tell you where this one came from as far as where it was made. And it was really good. I didn't eat a whole lot of it because, boy, it's sweet.
You don't do sweets.
And I don't do sweets like that. It came from that Tasty Donuts over off Jenkins Road and East Brainerd Road.
The owner of Tasty Donuts, Tony, is from New Orleans.
So you know Tony.
That's kind of his take on the king cakes. To me, it tastes a little more donutty, but that's probably because he makes donuts all the time. Mm-hmm. But yes, very good. And you can get king cake donuts there. They're really good. So
Sounds like you frequent there often.
Went and ate some po' boys. Had a fried shrimp po' boy. Had a fried oyster po' boy. That was good too. Just some of
What's the soup that everybody
gumbo?
Gumbo, is that what?
Etouffee. Yeah, had some gumbo. Brought some back. So it was good. Man, it was a lot
of
fun.
You gain any weight?
I don't know. All my clothes fit when
they still
back.
Fit the same.
They still fit.
That's the only thing I regret about going on vacation is I'm always paranoid. Okay, am I going to go home and regret this?
No.
But most of the time, I always come back the same. Occasionally, I might hit a pound, but
that's water weight, Sean.
Yeah, I'm always amazed that I come back as well as I do. Because while I'm there, I'm feeling as guilty as I can feel.
So I drank enough adult beverages to put some on, but I don't think I did. But, you know, here's the thing. If you never weigh yourself, you never know if you gain weight.
That's the way it works.
That's what they call a pro tip.
So you're a beer guy. So when you go, do you drink the fruity, girly drinks, the daiquiris?
I had a daiquiri because here's the thing. A lot of those daiquiris aren't girly because they've got a lot of booze in them.
A lot of rum.
I like the banana, the banana banshee. It's high octane, but
I know a lot of people kick butt.
I like the flavor of banana. My wife had strawberry colada and whatever. I'll take a few sips, but that's not my jam.
Yeah.
Now, I did have a very spicy Bloody Mary. That got me right. I was right with the Lord after that one.
Oh my gosh. Or it sounds like you might needed to get right with the Lord after that
Catholic,
one.
Catholic, man. We're cool.
It's Catholic, it's all legal, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I didn't know till today when you and I were talking before we went on the air that the Mardi Gras is all related to being Catholic.
So, yeah, it's Mardi Gras is like Fat Tuesday. Everybody has heard of Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
That is the last day before Lent. So for Lent, you know, the 40 days of Lent, usually you make a sacrifice or you give something up traditionally. Yeah. And a lot of times that's food and drink. And you normally fast on Ash Wednesday and then every Friday during Lent is what you're supposed to do. So it's kind of Fat Tuesday is why they called it that. Eat and drink all you can, because for the next 40 days you have to be a good boy. And that's
so do you participate in all that?
I participate in Lent.
So are you on the 40-day fasting right now?
Well, no, I don't fast for 40 days. That's insane. But I will adhere to
Did you go get the marking stuff on your forehead?
I was a bad Catholic because I did not go to Mass on Ash Wednesday.
Boy, I can't believe that.
I had appointments and I really couldn't change them because I'd been out of town. I can make all the excuses, but no, I did not do that.
Because you normally do that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I find all that kind of fascinating.
Even though the ashes, like, you know, like in Europe, that's not a thing. That's kind of a weird American thing. Leave it to us, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, glad you had a good time. Missed you here on the show.
Missed you guys. Like I said,
Even though it was the Daytona 500,
we hustled back and I might have been able to make it for the show, but man, I'd have had very little input and probably would have fallen asleep on air because I was tired.
Yeah, we had Alex Hayden from MRN Radio. Always a great conversation. I always enjoyed talking to him. And he's been here on the show with us many times through the years. He can take a show and make it just fly by.
He's the man.
And speaking of speaking of people like Alex Hayden, that is always enjoyable to talk to, that can carry on a conversation. Kyle Petty, wouldn't you classify him in sort of that same group?
Yeah, Kyle's good.
Yeah, Kyle did a press conference, him and his father, Richard, and along with Mike Helton from NASCAR, former president, at Atlanta Motor Speedway over the weekend, announcing their 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride across America.
Yeah.
And guess what? Starts May 1st, which is on a Friday.
They come to Chattanooga a lot.
They've been to Chattanooga, I know, twice. Well, probably three times. It could have been more often, but I distinctly remember three times because I was at all three of them. But where I'm going with this, they start Friday, May 1st. They're going to be here in Chattanooga on day 7 and 8, that Thursday and Friday. They'll be coming in on Thursday the 7th from Memphis, Tennessee, so I'm sure they'll be arriving late afternoon. And then they'll be leaving Chattanooga on Friday the 8th, headed to Asheville, North Carolina. And I saw this on social media a month or two ago, and I reached out to our buddy Corky Coker.
Yeah.
Corky Coker or Coker Tower Museum. I reached out to him, sent him a text, but I didn't get a response. So I don't know if a phone number I have for Corky is still good, but or he just don't want to talk
He's
to
He's just
him.
Like, oh, God. Not,
yeah, he just said, I don't want to talk to that
left
Winfield
on
guy.
Red.
But nonetheless, the Kyle Petty charity ride is going to be something going on with them at the Coker Tire Museum. So I don't have all the details in the lowdown, but hopefully it's something that perhaps we can be a part of. And I'd be willing to bet you we could get Kyle Petty here on Racing Talk Radio to talk about it.
That'd be, yeah.
I'd say our chances are good.
I mean, you know, did we interview Richard one time in Atlanta? I feel like we've talked to him on something. Hey,
I can't recall.
How old is Richard Petty? Don't look at your notes.
Isn't he 80?
88, Sean.
Wow.
Dude's almost 90 and still showing up.
Still
getting it.
Still at the track, still seems to be in good health. If he's not in good health, he sure hides it well.
Yeah.
Still looks good. If I'm not mistaken, still got a full head of hair. I mean, that guy is who you want to be like when you get to be 88 years old. And, of course, Kyle Petty. How old's Kyle now? He's got to be in his mid to late 60s.
He
still looks good for his age, and you know, he's starting over.
I was about to say, he got a younger wife, so they say that'll keep you young.
Yeah, and he's got, what, a couple of kids by his young wife? So he's got more than one generation going on.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of Richard Petty from February at the Hall of Fame. Oh, he looks great, man.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing about, when I say Richard Petty, you don't even have to know really that much about Richard Petty, but there's an image that pops in your mind.
Yeah.
You know, he's a dude with a goatee, glasses, and that cowboy hat. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of iconic, and not a lot of people are that tied to a look, right? You know, it's that's pretty cool that he's still out there kicking it. And a belt buckle.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he is the one name that you can mention to just about anybody across this country, whether they pay attention to NASCAR or not. You say the name Richard Petty, they're going to associate NASCAR with him.
We have talked about that a lot, is right now, at least. And it's a shame because some of the driving's great and we've got some excellent talent in the sport. But for the longest time, NASCAR had the guy. And it started with Richard Petty.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Dale Earnhardt. Then it was Jeff Gordon. Then it was, I guess you'll call it, Dale Earnhardt Jr. But and then, you know, there was a bunch of guys, Tony Stewart's, all those guys, you know, really were, people knew who they were. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the one thing that, and I'm sure NASCAR would love it, and they wish they could snap their fingers, but it would just, NASCAR doesn't have that North Star that Richard Petty's been forever to the sport.
Let me share with you a few fine details regarding the Kyle Petty charity ride's 30th anniversary. Started in 1995 in Northern California. That's where it's going to start again, as I shared earlier. Some of the celebrities that are going to be on it is, of course, 7-time NASCAR champion Richard Petty, Hall of Fame champion Matt Kenseth, Mike Helton. He is vice chairman now of NASCAR.
former NASCAR driver Clint Bowyer, David Ragan, Ken Schrader, Kenny Wallace, Formula One champ car and NASCAR driver Max Pappas, former IndyCar driver J.R. Hildebrand. TV personalities will be Rick Allen, Rutledge Wood.
Is Rutledge still a NASCAR personality? I thought he was like a speed. He's just a TV personality.
Well, he is in the soda can business, soda beverage, drink business.
He had a Netflix show for a
south of Atlanta. I think he's still doing some TV stuff, possibly with NBC, but nothing like I think what he used to be doing. Ray Everham. Let's see here. Those are the main ones. The registration for participants is already closed. The charity ride, once they started accepting application, it was completely full within 72 hours. There's going to be about 150 motorcycles that have been approved to ride in the charity ride.
Man, good for them.
I'd say anything over that, man, that would be hard to control and manage. Just think about keeping all of those bikes together, traveling across the country.
And you know, they're not all, I mean, there's going to be some hop in, hop out. There'll be a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of fun, though.
But we'll get into more of this as time goes along, but I wanted to share that today because I think that's pretty cool that they're going to have Chattanooga on their list, and they'll be doing something downtown. Most likely it'll be at the Coker Tire Museum. Man, temperatures have dropped dramatically the last few days.
So cold.
It was just a reminder yesterday why we continue to complain about the fact that NASCAR keeps the Atlanta race.
Could you imagine being
in the month
there?
Of February? I mean, it was in the low to mid 40s, but the wind was just absolutely brutal. It
had to be just terrible.
And hats go off, thumbs up. There was a whole lot of race fans in the stands considering what the weather was like. And of course, we saw an amazing race yesterday. I thought the race was outstanding. But man, why can't NASCAR figure out a way to move Atlanta maybe into March or something?
I think Atlanta's getting punished for being close to Daytona. I mean,
yeah,
it's just so much easier travel, but yes, not ideal.
All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We are broadcasting to you live from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. This is our 25th anniversary of Racing Talk Radio. We began in February 2001. Didn't think it would go much longer than a year. Then it went to 2 years, and here we are, 25 years talking NASCAR here in Chattanooga. And we like to say we're Chattanooga's home for NASCAR, and we couldn't have done it without all of you and all of our great sponsors through all these 25 years of NASCAR racing. We got a lot to talk about today as we'll be breaking down the entire NASCAR weekend from Atlanta Motor Speedway. We got a lot more straight ahead right after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday here to get you up to speed on all the news in the world of NASCAR. And really all we have to tell you is Tyler Reddick won another one after his big Daytona 500 victory 2 weeks ago. Wins at Echo Park. It's still weird calling it Echo Park Speedway down in Atlanta. But big win for Tyler Reddick as he now has two wins in two races. You know what? Wins don't guarantee you anymore. You got to do everything on points. But I feel pretty good about Tyler's chances right so now. Far making it into the playoffs this year. Big win for him. And, of course, one look at the schedule, and we take a look at where we're heading next, Sean.
Headed to COTA. Do a little road course racing over in Texas.
Already. You know, that's kind of crazy when you start thinking about it.
Speaking of road course racing, SVG, you know, he is the guy that won all the road course races last year and his rookie season and has become
made the playoffs
by far king of the hill in road course racing. But boy, give him a plus for his performance on the track at Daytona and now at Echo Park Speedway in Atlanta. He did well yesterday.
I feel like sometimes we forget that even professional race car drivers, they continue to get better, right? Like, they're obviously really good at what they do to get where they're at, but they can also continue to improve. I feel like last year we were like, wow, is he the best road course driver ever? As long as there's a road course, he's going to be involved. But He's also a really good race car driver. He's obviously picking up a little bit on how this oval stuff works. And if that continues, it's only going to be better for he and his team. So, yeah, I've been impressed. I mean, sure, the team's probably hit on something, but he's obviously paying attention out there and trying to do better.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great run yesterday. He was running in the top five. No fault of his own. I mean, he was down at the bottom, and Kyle Larson was at the top. Kyle Larson did a bonehead move, which he totally took responsibility of, and ended up taking Kyle out of the race. And, of course, he dropped down the speedway and got into Shane Van Gisbergen. And so it's one of those racing situations. You're at the wrong place at the wrong time. Finished in 16th spot. But SVG was headed to possibly a top five, probably at least a top 10 finish, had that not have happened yesterday.
Well, still his best finish on an oval, so good for him.
He just keeps getting better. I truly believe
Sean Whitfield, Team SVG.
I've been really impressed with him as far as, of course, road course racing's another, you know, it's a totally different situation. I mean, he's got that mastered. But to see a guy that has, you know, candidly admitted that he had work to do to get better on all the oval tracks, he certainly put that work and effort in, and you can tell it on the racetrack. No question about it. All right, the race yesterday at Atlanta, Michael Jordan, Tyler Reddick, now 2-for-2.
I tell you what, Jordan's just going to take over now.
I mean, just think about this. Last year, Tyler Reddick didn't get a win at all. Had a tough, tough season.
We always kept going, like, you know, he's got to be looking at as his boss and teammate. Like,
And the cloud of the lawsuit was hanging over 2311 all season. And then especially in the off season until it was all settled. And here we got, you know, the situation where we come to the Daytona 500. Tyler gets the first win of the year. It only brings benefit to the sport to see Michael Jordan in victory lane. And then to see Michael Jordan in victory lane 2 weeks in a row, because just think for a moment what Michael Jordan means to the sports world. Would you say he's probably the most well-known athlete on the planet?
Easily top five, yeah. Yeah. If not, he is probably the most, to this day, the most well-known American athlete, I would think.
Yeah.
He's Michael Jordan.
And for him to have taken such a love and have the passion of the sport of NASCAR and then the investment that he has made with 2311. And you can tell from the interviews that Fox has had with him at both Daytona and yesterday. I mean, he is all in. I mean, there's no better place than he wants to be right now than with his race team at the track, and it's nothing but great for the sport of NASCAR.
And that's only good for NASCAR. The more Jordan you get, the better. I think what is funny, Sean, is on the basketball side of things, Sean Whitfield, the Michael Jordan of this show. Michael Jordan was notoriously very guarded with the media. Mm-hmm. His interviews were very businesslike. He's very, very much Jimmy Johnson. I'm not going to let you in. I'm just going to say all the things the sponsors love. And when he became a team owner, he almost never did any kind of media. I mean, it was very rare for him to do any of this. And there's been these basketball commentators that says Michael Jordan's given NASCAR on Fox more live access in 1 week than NBA all season. You know, the whole big thing was he was coming back to the NBA and he was going to start doing segments. Well, they were all pre-recorded and they were just kind of boring. But Fox has gotten more out of him in the last 2 weeks than he has all year or in forever. And it's because you can tell he's in. He's having fun. This is fun to him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's business, but he's having a good time and he's welcoming people in. And that's, man, that's only good.
I think we need to have a Nike Jordan NASCAR line.
That we got the Jumpman logo on stuff.
Well, you've got it on the uniforms, and you got as far as Joe Gibbs Racing and 2311. So yeah, they've already kind of got it going on a little bit, but I'm talking about available to the public. We should have some NASCAR gear that is part of the Nike Jordan brand boy, don't you know that would sell?
Yeah, I you know what?
And that would sell to people that probably weren't even a big NASCAR fan.
I think there's always been an opportunity to make NASCAR merchandise that wasn't god awful ugly. I mean, have you not noticed racing shirts all look the same? Some giant graphic with a car going fast, and they got, thank you, super producer Chuck.
But that's,
and the dude with the thumbs up and a check. No, just make it cool, man. Just make it cool.
Well, I think they should do some of both, because you've got the good old boy Southern NASCAR fan that's still into that kind of stuff.
The kind of people that want cool stuff is,
but yeah,
cool Nike stuff, not gonna buy that. Like that ain't them.
I agree. That certainly doesn't cover their entire demographic well at all. There needs to be some more professional type gear that, and this would be the perfect opportunity to do some of that. I need to take notice. I'm sure 2311's got some gear on their website. I wonder if they've got any Nike Jordan 2311 gear out, or if it's just 2311.
2311 racing men's apparel. We've got some of that.
Yeah, we need some Nike swooshes Jumpmans.
There's actually one I would wear. It's not god-awful ugly, so that's kind of cool.
And then yesterday we saw Bubba Wallace. He had a good run. Bubba performed well at Daytona. Then again yesterday, Bubba came in second. So, I mean, that's two cars, first and second, from 2311 yesterday. So, no question, it has been an outstanding season. And what's your bet on, do you think we're going to see more wins from Tyler Reddick? What's your gut feeling?
Why not? I don't see why we wouldn't. Here's the thing. I mean, we know Daytona. It's restrictor plate racing, heck of a race. Glad he won. But Atlanta, that's a mile and a half. That is horsepower. That is got to know your way around a track. And if you win there, you can win anywhere.
Yeah, I would agree. So we had Tyler being a top story. We had Bubba Wallace being in second. Another top story, Carson Hocevar. His aggressiveness on the track.
Got Joey Logano all mad.
And that's the thing. There's no question that Carson's a little bit over the top, but how many other drivers have we seen that over the course of the NASCAR history? Joey Logano's been there. Kyle Busch has been there. There's been a list of drivers throughout the years and decades of NASCAR, and they just have to learn. They have to mature, and you know, they've got to get into it with some of their competitors before they're put in their place.
You know, it's the old thing, Sean. If you try, you try a surprise onside kick right in football and it works, you're a genius.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, you're an idiot. With NASCAR, if you drive aggressive and it doesn't work, you're reckless. If it does, you're just aggressive. You're like Earnhardt, man. You can see the wind.
There's even some like Kyle Petty that is referencing him,
which,
to the way Dale Earnhardt was once upon a time.
So, you know, this is one of those things that, and listen, I like Joey Logano. I like his new look. I mean, he looks like, man, that dude's coming after you, right?
You know, that's the thing.
New bald Logano, different dude.
We hadn't talked about that yet this season. You know, last year he's representing Hair Club for Men's, got a full head of hair. And then this year he's completely bald with a beard.
You know, it's like that's the kind of things you do when you're divorced. I don't understand it. But hey, whatever, Joey. But I like the look. But listen, we know he's not scared to nitpick other drivers.
Yeah.
The issue with, you know, NASCAR is being too aggressive or one bad move can ruin a lot of drivers' days. So as long as you're not ruining a lot, if you're making one dude mad or some guy thinks you're driving aggressively, so be it. But if you start taking out a bunch of cars that don't deserve it, then you got to have a talking to.
And, of course, you got to hand it to Hocevar towards the latter part of the race. He goes on the radio to his crew and spotter and starts going, shake and bake. And he really doesn't even know what he means by that.
No.
But
just dudes having fun.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I thought that was classic. And then another one of the big stories is Kyle Larson. He has not had any success in Atlanta in a very long time. In the last 9 races, he's had 6 DNFs. 6 DNFs. Did not finish in the last nine races.
Not a big fan of Atlanta.
At Atlanta.
Yeah, that's rough.
And yesterday, it was just a bonehead move that he made. And of course, he admitted it, you know.
Just trying to make something happen.
I always appreciate it when, if you screw up, well, just go ahead and admit it. Don't try to, you know, pretend it didn't happen.
I take the husband tactic, even if I didn't screw up. My bad. I'll do better next time.
So you look at it from being the husband.
No matter how, hey, my bad. Anything will just move this forward. My bad.
Yeah.
I'll do better.
And then when you don't do better, does she get as mad as she
would? My bad. You're right. I'll do better. You just keep recycling.
You know, I hadn't thought of it that way, but you know, that sounds like a good recommendation.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You know, it doesn't work, but I do it anyway.
Well, it's gotten you this far. How many years you've been married now?
Our next anniversary will be 18, Sean.
So for 18 years, it's
our marriage will be able to buy cigarettes.
Man, it's a long time.
Watch or enlist, I guess.
Yeah. All right, we come back. We'll get into the results of the race at Atlanta. We'll also get into the driver standings as we just completed race number two. Race number two. And we had a great race yesterday. Some may disagree with me out there listening, but I'm going to say yesterday was a great race. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Atlanta continues to put on a great show. And a
lot of horsepower.
We had a lot of speed there yesterday.
With that cold, you get a lot of speed.
So it was a very good and entertaining race. We'll break it all down. We got all that and more when we come back. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Today, talking about Tyler Reddick's big win in Atlanta. He wins the Daytona 500. Check. Win your next race in Atlanta. Check. What's next for Tyler? Will he go 3-for-3? Well, I guess we'll find out coming up this weekend because the race is at the Circuit of Americas. We're going to the Duramax Grand Prix powered by Reliadyne at the Circuit of Americas in Austin, Texas. Say that three times really fast.
It's Reliadyne.
Duramax Grand Prix powered by Reliadyne.
Yeah.
At the Circuit of Americas in Austin, Texas. 95 laps, 228 miles. You know what? I'm going to have to check my betting app. I bet it's SVG or the field. I may throw a little money on Shane Van Gisbergen. Like, does anyone else win road course races? We're about to find out.
You know, I don't even know.
Let me see how much. Let me see how much money I have left after my disastrous Super Bowl bets.
AJ Allmendinger. I would have to either go with AJ or Denny Hamlin if I didn't choose SVG. Of course, I'm not a gambler, but you know, if I was just doing it to with someone, a buddy, just to have some fun, no money involved. But yeah, I'd probably have to go AJ or Denny Hamlin. All right, let's dive into the results of the race at Atlanta Motor Speedway, the Auto Trader 400. Tyler Reddick, as we've been talking about, got the win. It's his 10th victory in 220 NASCAR Cup Series races. This is his second victory, second top 10 finish of 2026, obviously. This is his first victory and fifth top 10 finish in 12 races so far of his career at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Let's see here. We had Chase Briscoe come in second. We had Ross Chastain in third, Carson Hocevar in fourth, Daniel Suarez in fifth, sixth, Shane Van Gisbergen, seventh, Zane Smith, eighth, Bubba Wallace, ninth, Ryan Preece, and 10th, Ryan Blaney. Let me say this. I made a mistake earlier. I said that Bubba Wallace came in second. I meant to say Bubba Wallace is second behind Tyler Reddick in the driver's standings, which we will get to in just a moment.
I was about to say, we got to start paying more attention to the points now, man.
Bubba came in eighth spot. But still had a good run.
Chase Elliott, 11th spot. Other drivers of note, we've got Denny Hamlin in 13th. You've got Chris Buescher, 15th. Keselowski in 17th. Joey Logano, a little upset. He started second, finished 18th. Christopher Bell, 21st. Alex Bowman, 23rd. Austin Cindric, 26th. Kyle Larson, Sean mentioned, another bad day at the office, 32nd. Another Kyle Busch finished 34th. Stenhouse Jr., 36th, and pulling up the back, Josh Berry in 38th, Ty Gibbs, 37th, only 38. Thought Atlanta would have a few more being that close to the first race of the year, but there you have it.
There were 10 caution flags for 67 laps and 57 lead changes among 14 drivers. Some of the top leaders in leading laps, we had Tyler Reddick at the top. He led 12 times for 53 laps. Kyle Larson, despite a poor finish, he led 8 times for 48 laps. Bubba Wallace led 10 times for 46 laps. So those were the top three leaders in leading laps at the race at Atlanta. Man, like I say, I thought it was a great race. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was flipping back and forth all day. I thought it was a really good race, too. You could just tell. I kept thinking, like, gosh, It's cold. I'm glad I'm not there.
Yeah.
But you could hear the horsepower. That man, when the air is cold, those engines really do. I mean, they put it out. So it was cool. It reminded me of qualifying back in the day at nighttime in Atlanta.
You know, not every race is going to be at the top of the chain. Not every race is going to be what you would say, man, was a great race.
Can't all be home runs, Sean.
You're right. You're right about that. But so far, we've got some home runs here in the first two races of the year. All right, let's get into the driver's standings. Tyler Reddick is leading by quite a long margin.
He can take a race off.
40 already. Points. 40 points ahead of second place and teammate Bubba Wallace. In third is Chase Elliott. Fourth, Carson Hocevar. Fifth, Zane Smith. Sixth, Joey Logano. Seventh, Daniel Suarez. Eighth, Ryan Blaney. Ninth, Brad Keselowski. And 10th, Chris Buescher.
Oh, Brad Keselowski in the top 10. How about that? Ross Chastain, 11th. Noah Gragson, 12th. William Byron, 13th. Ryan Preece, 14th. Chase Briscoe, 15th. And SVG rounds out the top 16. There you have it, the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. Real quick, Sean. So we've got Tyler Reddick winning the first two races of the year. And you just ran down the standings. He's already 40 points ahead of everybody. I know it's early, but would you care to guess his odds to be your NASCAR Cup champion? Because winning the first two races of the year, the people in the past that have won the first two have gone on to be champions. But what do you think, how far down the pecking order do you think old Tyler Reddick is, even after these wins, to win your Cup Series winner, to be your Cup Series champion?
I'm not quite sure how that's measured.
So Kyle Larson is the overall favorite still.
Okay.
And he's at plus 550, so 5.5 times your money. Followed by Denny Hamlin.
So would Tyler be in the top five?
William Byron and Denny Hamlin are tied. Ryan Blaney, Chase, then Chase Elliott, then Christopher Bell, then Chase Briscoe, which would be sixth, tied with Tyler Reddick.
Hmm.
So a $10 bet on Tyler Reddick right now would bring you $110. $100 bet. Here, that's now we start talking, Sean.
See, I don't even know how all that works.
Now, if you would like to bet for Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he's a plus 20,000, so that could end up being really good.
What about Kyle Busch?
Kyle Busch, where is plus 3,300? So,
want to make note
three times. Wow, that's a lot.
I want to make note of Spire Motorsports. Had an outstanding day yesterday. We talked about Carson Hocevar earlier, and of course Carson came in fourth. Fellow teammate there at Spire Motorsports, Daniel Suarez, came in fifth place.
Had a baby, Danny.
So Spire Motorsports collected a pair of top fives yesterday amongst all the chaos there at the end.
So we know at the beginning of every year, you see teams start fast, you see teams start slow. You find out who maybe be hitting, who's getting lucky to start out the year, who's actually hit on something. The interesting thing is, in the weeks to come, Sean, we're going to see how much of this is they went out and had a good run at Daytona, caught a couple breaks in Atlanta, just a good old fast start, and how many are like, huh, okay, they're on to something. Brad Keselowski being in the top 10, man. Whoa. But is that just because a good Daytona and a quasi good Atlanta? We'll see. But somebody that we're looking at now is there because they're just going to have a good year this year. It's finding out who that is.
Denny Hamlin brought up a good point after the race yesterday. He made comment that you really got to get through the month of March to really have a clear understanding of who's really got it going on. You got to get through Darlington. You got to get through COTA. You got to get through those races in the month of March, get into early April, and then that's when you can really start, you know, doing some judging. And I think he's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, usually we're five races in, and you go, well, still early in the season. Then you start going, well, actually, we're a quarter of the way through the races that matter. And you go, oh, wait a minute, or six races, whatever it ends up being. But yes, if you've had a first two races that aren't great, no need to panic. But might be time to start focusing.
Yeah. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into some news in the world of NASCAR. There was an announcement made today about the future of Kevin Harvick, Kevin Harvick's son.
This is crazy.
Don't you? Yeah, this is crazy because.
But it's nothing.
I remember
nothing that hasn't happened in other sports.
I remember Keelan being that little kid in the garage area that they used to do interviews with his father, and his Keelan would be playing in the water during rain delays at tracks. But he just signed a long term deal. We'll tell you all about it when we come back after the break. Also, too, there is some uncertainty about Brad Keselowski next week. We'll talk about that, as well as there is a lawsuit that has been filed.
This is kind of crazy, too.
By Joe Gibbs Racing.
I read a lot about that. That's interesting.
And we'll talk about that, especially since the team that this gentleman that they have are suing is now the competition director for a team that had two top five finishes yesterday. Could that mean anything? We'll get into all that and more. We come back after the break. We are broadcasting live from the Nuga Dentistry studio. You can find them online at NugaDentistry.com. And, of course, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We're here each and every Monday at 6 right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. More straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. Maybe then you let me go.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga. Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Big 2 weeks for Tyler Reddick, but what's going to happen next when we head to Austin, Texas? Everything's bigger in Texas, at least that's what they say. Will the race Senate be any better? I don't know. Be tough to beat coming up. And well, but we're going road course racing, so we'll see. No matter what happens, Sean, we'll be back here Monday to talk about it.
That we will. But in the meantime, let's dive into some news in the world of NASCAR. Spire Motorsports has confirmed that Gabe Hart has been hired in the midst of the JGR lawsuit. Spire Motorsports has confirmed that a few days ago. He's going to be serving as chief motorsports officer, is the position he was hired to do, and of course, he's the former competition director. $8 million lawsuit. $8 million. And it is for damages.
But they'll settle for four.
Where Gabe Hart is, he's emphatically denying the allegations. And of course, the lawsuit is because of the fact that they believe that he has taken data from personal devices and synced it up and took in proprietary information to Spire Motorsports.
Yeah, so reading on that, the lawsuit basically said that this guy walked in and said, hey, I want to be in charge of competition at Joe Gibbs. And they said no, not getting a promotion. And this is coming from the other side, so no, they said no. So he said, I quit. And then a couple months, then going through his... a couple months later, going through the material he used, they found some of the information on car setups and all that other good stuff on laptops he has used. And apparently, because they started noticing things that were on the Spire cars that they used to do at Joe Gibbs. So this is kind of one of those, if you leave here and go over there, you take your knowledge with you. I mean, that's one of the reasons people hire you. But their proprietary knowledge that the business owned that you don't own, and you're not supposed to use that. So this is going to get all sorts of crazy, but it sounds like the guy said, I would like to be in charge. They said, no, he goes, well, I'm gonna go over there and be in charge. And now he's doing a whole lot of things that he was doing at Joe Gibbs Racing. And listen, Spire's all of a sudden running really well. So,
Well, I will say this, Chris Gabehart has been highly respected in the NASCAR garage area, and he has been credited for a lot of the success of Joe Gibbs Racing through the years. It was, I know for 2 or 3 weeks, it was a mystery amongst the NASCAR community of what happened to him. Where did he go? And then, you know, it has been, now it is evident where he has gone. So we'll just have to see where this goes. I can't imagine Joe Gibbs Racing not filing an $8 million lawsuit unless they've got a lot of evidence to back up their claims. So if I'm going to have to pick one, I'm going to pull, and I'm going to say Joe Gibbs Racing will come out on top.
Once discovery starts, what do you think? There'll be an undisclosed settlement.
Yeah. NASCAR hasn't. Toyota TRD, Toyota Racing Development, has just announced a long-term commitment to third-generation driver Kielan Harvick, who will continue his development through pavement opportunities as part of the Toyota Racing family during the 2026 motorsports season. They are trying to wrap him up early they must see a lot of potential there for young Keelan in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series and then on up into the Cup.
This reminds me of when you used to hear about football coaches offering an eighth grader a scholarship when he gets older, or basketball. It used to happen in AAU basketball a lot. You know, a kid's in a freshman in high school, but that looks like he's going to – I think LeBron James had, like, offers very early on in high school. You just don't hear about it in motorsports. However, I think this is also playing ball because they know dad will be along with it and all the support that comes with that. So probably a pretty smart move. I'm just curious, and it's a completely boring lawyer talk, but when you've got a kid his age, they can't really sign a contract. Can they, or come to an agreement? I'm sure it's not a big deal because it's his dad and all that, but
I would say it
is very interesting how that works.
I would say he has signed the contract, but his parents are just as responsible or more responsible than he is with him being a minor. He's going to be competing in a dozen of late model races nationwide, piloting the number 62 Toyota Camry with ExxonMobil serving as the primary sponsor for several of those events. A 13-year-old driving a Toyota Camry. That just seems so strange.
You know, remember when Joey Logano had to wait till he turned 18 so he could actually run a...
He started out young.
It was a Busch series or whatever it was. But to actually run that series, he had to be 18, so they had to wait. And it was like 3 weeks into the year before he could actually drive the car. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. But that news was just released today. All right, Casey, we are headed where Sunday?
We're going to Texas. We're going to road course racing, Sean.
So we got some road course racing coming up, the Duramax Grand Prix. You're going to be able to find that on Fox at 3:30 p.m. So we got 3 weeks in a row on the big network. Qualifying and practice you'll be able to find on Amazon Prime.
So the Duramax Grand Prix powered by Reliadyne.
So who are you feeling like?
SVG. If my app will let me do it, if I can look, I'm going to put the rest of my money in my account on SVG and see if I can't turn this thing around.
I'd say your chances are very, very good.
But it's like betting on a golf tournament. There's still so many people. Only one can win and anything can happen. Yeah. So it's got to be better than even money.
Yeah, that is true. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. Don't forget, join us again at this time next Monday, 6 p.m., right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, as we'll get you caught up with everything that happened in Texas, as well as all the latest NASCAR news on and off the track. If you missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform by tomorrow morning. All you have to do is search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Or go to our website at racingtalkradio.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website. And for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.